The Voters Education Program is proudly sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung.
Good afternoon to all our listeners. It is Friday, today the 17th of March 2023. I am Lucas Kaluapa Katenda and I am bringing you our favorite program, My Vote, My Responsibility. Thank you very much. It is 36 minutes after the hour of 14 and we will start right away to continue our discussion on the program, My Vote, My Responsibility, the program sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation. Thank you very much for tuning in here on Eagle FM. And I would like, therefore, to pick up where I left, especially the type of elections that we have in Namibia, because our conversation is about voter education, and we mentioned already the basis for the program, which is very constitutional, that it is the people of Namibia who have the power to choose those who will govern them through the process of education. So we mentioned the democracy, that we try to explain what is democracy, especially in the areas of the meaning, democracy, people having the right to choose their representatives or to participate themselves in the elections. And I remember mentioning the minimum requirements for country to be defined as a democratic country, or the system to be defined as democracy, is when there is a control over government decisions about policy constitutionally vested in elected representatives. And then elected representatives chosen in regular and fair elections, and elected representatives exercise their constitutional powers without facing overriding opposition from unelected officials. All adults have the right to vote in the elections. All adults have the right to run for public office. Citizens have the right to express themselves on political matters, defined broadly without the risk of state punishment. Citizens have the right to seek out alternative sources of information, such as news media, and such sources are protected by the law. And citizens have the right to form independent associations and organizations, including independent political parties and interest groups. And government is autonomous and is able to act independently from outside constraints, such as those imposed by alliances and blocs. And then if any of these conditions is not met, experts argue that the country, therefore, is not truly democratic. So, before we continue then with our conversation around elections and information thereof, I would like to give you an indication, according to the fact sheet series of the Legal Assistance Center, My Democracy Tree, the publication that is sponsored by Hans Seidel Foundation, Know Your Government. The government elections are as follows: national, regional, and local. I would like just to read and explain a bit as to what it is. Elections are the process by which members of the community or country choose representatives to hold positions at various levels of government. citizens 18 years old and older may vote for representatives at various levels of government, the president, the National Assembly, and the regional councils, and local authority councils. However, there is additional residency requirement for voting at local level. The right to vote is guaranteed by the Namibian Constitution, as I have indicated in the beginning. Citizens who are aged 21 and above, or older, have got the responsibility, the constitutional responsibility and the right to be elected to a public office, with one exception: a person who wants to be elected president must be a citizen of Namibia by birth or descent and over the age of 35. Regular elections ensure that government is answerable to the people. If the government does not perform to the satisfaction of the voters, they can vote for a different political party or a different candidate in the next election, and the elected representatives have responsibility to the voters who elect them. I would like just to spend a bit of a minute there. Regular elections ensure that the government is answerable to people. You already know, if you remember, as I mentioned, in the article, especially the first chapter, Article 1, where it is indicated that the Republic of Namibia is hereby established as a sovereign, secular, democratic, and unitary state founded upon the principles of democracy, the rule of law, and justice for all. Not injustice, but justice for all. Not for some, and injustice for others. Then all power shall vest in the people of Namibia, who shall exercise their sovereignty through the democratic institutions of the state. All the power, please underline that word, all the power in Namibia is vested with the people. All of these days I try to follow the events in the Eastern Europe, the war between Eastern Europe and Western Europe and NATO and the Russian Federation. And some experts are saying NATO members cannot commit their countries to war with Russia without the approval of their own people, maybe through referendum or through something like that. In other words, it is the people who will have the obligation to mandate their governments and leaders to commit the resources and the people of those countries that are not directly affected by what happens in Ukraine and Russia to participate. And I take it very serious that I just wish that this is the case everywhere in the world, everywhere in Africa, and everywhere in Namibia, where people have got the power and they have acknowledged that they have the power to make sure that the government is answerable to them. We vote for some people, we choose them, we pinpoint them, we appoint them, we give them their responsibility to take care of us, and they must be responsible, they must be accountable, they must be answerable to us. Lest, if they do not perform according to the satisfaction and to the expectation of the people, of the voters, of those Namibian citizens, then the honor is on the very same citizens using the powers that they have, especially at the ballot box, to vote for somebody or for some political party different from what they have done in the past. In other words, the ordinary population cannot just continue complaining and complaining and complaining because they have the power. The power to change things. The power to hold the very same people accountable for their actions. Otherwise, you can choose a different person to see if things will be different or they will remain the same. They can vote, as is written here. As I said, it's my Democracy Tree document authored by Legal Assistance Center. And this document is sponsored by Hans Seidel Foundation. And it's number, it's a fact sheet series number 7 of number 8. So you can, obviously, if it is possible, then to change and have a different person or party to take care of your affairs. Only if the government, only if the people, only if the general public know their power, their authority, their mandate. It is not the other way around. It is not the other way around. It is not the those in government who should it's not us who are accountable to them. It is them who are accountable to us as voters. Namibian originally, elected representatives are responsible to the voters who elected them. Voting is done in secret. You choose. Voting means choosing. Choosing. You are given the variety and you choose. Just choose. You are given the variety and therefore you do what? You just choose. Toholamo mokatikoba no owapewa. Toholamo mwe. Kuhololamo totalene. Totopenao. Andi hololemo. I have this. I have that. I have that. I have that person. Which one is likely going to do what we want to be done? Who has the power, information? Who has knowledge? Who has expertise? Who has enthusiasm? Who is interested? Who is that person whom we can trust with our security, with our money, with our resources as vast as they are? Who can we trust to be enthusiastic about creating and finding ways to resolve the myriad of challenges that we have in the society? So this is the person you choose and you put him in power. And you tell him through representatives, probably of citizens, that, friends, we have elected you and we expect you by the end of your term of office, this must be achieved. Don't tell us there is no money. We would like to see these things done at the end of the next 5 years. So, voting, choosing, it's your obligation to choose. Why do we choose? I said, we choose because we want to keep people responsible. People must work hard and think that if we are not working hard, people are no longer going to choose us. They are no longer going to vote for us. Voting is not to say you validate the very same person. It means you choose. Voting means choosing. Okay? Choosing. But the technical term used means the voting. And it must be done in secret so that no one can intimidate voters or victimize them for their choices. It must be free and it must be It must not just be free, it must also be fair. So people must do so in privacy, must do so confidentially, in a way that they must not be intimidated. So, Namibia originally used the paper ballot which voters marked, but now election generally we're using voter machine which record the voters' choice electronically. But then we know what happened in the last elections. There was indeed a contention that the voting machine without paper trail, that's now verification process, must not be used. So it is now up to the Electoral Commission and all the participants, namely the political parties and even the candidates, to agree on which mechanism will be used to do a free, a fair, transparent, and credible election in Namibia. Whether it is through electronic machine or whether it is the ballot papers usually that were used especially in the beginning. Okay? Then continuously, the Constitution protects the rights of citizens to peaceful political activity aimed at influencing the composition and the policies of the government. And this includes the right to join existing political parties or to form new political parties, and the right to participate in public affairs directly or through elected representatives. So all people in Namibia must be free. Nobody must be discouraged from doing their political activities because the Constitution of the Republic of Namibia has given that mandate. If you want, it is not saying you must, it's really an option. If you want to join the existing political party, you so do. If you want to join a different one, you so do. If you want to start one, you so do. And that technically means you can leave this party and join that party without repercussions. There are some people who think people must not leave political parties because they were born in them or something like that. No. According to the rights as enshrined in the Namibian Constitution, people of Namibia have the right. This is what the drafters of Constitution have agreed about and upon. All Namibians, irrespective of who they are, whether they were this or they were that or whatever, they have the right to form, to join, to exit politics. You can exit politics also and maybe participate in civil society activities, as we do. That there are people who are in civil society, like myself, a member of the faith-based organization. We are not part of political establishments, and we still work for the betterment of the Namibian people. But still, you have to vote. Even if you are not a member of a political party, your obligation is to participate and vote and choose. There are some people who, instead of vote, they boycott voting and they just stay at home. We don't stay at home. We have to vote. This is the thing. We have to vote. This is the important thing that we need to do. Now, the Constitution gives that right, which means now political parties must register to participate in election. To register, they must show that they have support of at least 3,500 registered voters from at least 7 different regions. Okay? In order for you to register your political party, you must really show that you have a support, the local support. You must have at least 3,500 supporters, people who support your application or your establishment. In other words, you must have a membership of 3,500 people minimum. Then Electoral Commission of Namibia is not going to deny you the opportunity to register. But then this registration, you must receive such things from how many regions? From at least 7 regions of Namibia, out of the total regions of Namibia. The political parties, obviously, must not advocate for violence in Namibia. We don't want anybody to undermine the peace, the stability, and the security, the territorial integrity of Namibia. Constitutionally, we all have an obligation to promote nothing but peace, and we must therefore shun violence in any form. We must use logic. We must pressurize using constitutional means to create changes that is necessary. There are some people who may think that we must be violent, we must be insulting people, we must all kinds of things that are somehow disturbing. But what we need to do is to use the supreme logic. We must argue, and we must use the power that we have at the ballot box and bring the change that we want to see. And ourselves, we must be that change that we want to see. So no violence, and they must not restrict membership on the basis of sex or race or color or ethnic or religion, creed or social economic status. In other words, you don't create a party and this party is only for this group of people or for those who believe this or for those who come from this tribe or race. No, we would like you to start a political party that is open, that display the diversity of Namibia in terms of cultures, traditions, religions, and social outlook of our society. It must be a multifaceted political party reflecting the reality of the color, of the tribe, of the culture, of education, of religion in Namibia and others. So the Electoral Commission, there is a body that is responsible for overseeing all elections in Namibia and for carrying out educational activities to raise public awareness on elections and democracy building and political tolerance. So the Electoral Commission of Namibia is the body established by the Act of Parliament, and it is responsible for planning, for implementation, for monitoring, for evaluating the conduct of election in Namibia. Whatever they are, whether it's normal election or referendum, there must be a body who is making sure all things are in line with legal provisions, and that elections and activities attached to it are done in a professional manner. It is not only to do the election, but they must also do the public awareness and education on elections so that people know what their obligations are, and that they must also work towards for the building up of the democratic culture in Namibia and foster the political tolerance. We need to foster and build democracy. Not only that, we need also to do political tolerance. We need also to have what we call political tolerance, isn't it? So when we say democratic building, we would like people to be free in the Republic of Namibia to participate in democratic activities, in political parties. There must be no discrimination. There must be no intimidation. There must be no, with the exception of political polemics, there will always be polemics, by the way. In politics, we must always canvass for the votes. We must always speak to the public why you think you are the best person, why you think you must be elected. You must tell us the reason and so on. And in some cases, you are allowed polemically to say, I am not like so and so because so and so has got no experience or something like that. But you must also be at peace when this person you said has got no experience to retaliate that no, that person is saying I don't have experience, but it is him or it is his political party or her political party that has no experience, especially in this area, in this area, in this area. But this is not to cultivate a culture of intolerance or the culture of threatening or intimidating or harassing others that they may feel so small to the point that they will withdraw from participating in election and electoral processes. So, then political tolerance, as I have mentioned, that's how we build democracy and political tolerance. We are not enemies. Namibians are not enemies of each other. Namibians are enemies of unemployment, for instance, are enemies of poverty. They are enemies together of violence, enemies of lack of progress. They are enemies of moral degeneration. They are enemies of injustice and all kinds of things. Together, we must fight these things. Because those things are the enemies of the Namibian people. As we have read in the newspaper that His Excellency, the President, is saying that we must create jobs for public. We must find means and ways to deter the unemployment, especially among the youth, because they have the capacity to create havoc. This unemployment story has got the capacity to disturb peace, to disturb tranquility, if we have just young people roaming around without anything to do. Citizens who want to vote, number one, they must register as voters. They must register as voters before the election takes place. Number one, you must be 18 years and above. And then the first thing you need to acquire is the voter registration proof. We have a card. In Namibia, you get a card. Voter registration card. You must have your card. General registration of voters takes place every 10 years. But supplementary voter registration generally takes place shortly before each election. In order to register, people who have just become eligible to vote or to capture changes of address. Maybe you are no longer a resident of your village. You have moved to Windhoek because you are in the university now, or you are working here now. You have to register so that you can vote in the locality in which where you are. So changes are the reason why supplementary voters' registrations are held shortly before any election that takes place. So, number one, we don't need just the constitution standing there. We don't need just political parties to register and their members or independent candidates to register as potential candidates or potential parties to lead, but people themselves need to have a voter's registration card. Everybody must be registered. Our register role, the voter's role, must be clear in a way that your name is there. You are known to be a voter in Namibia. You are known to be a voter in Namibia. And therefore, we must make sure we appear before any office that seeks to register people for general or even supplementary elections. Then, not only that we must register to be eligible as voters, because if you do not have a voter's card, you cannot vote. Then there are several safeguards to make sure that this process is fair and accurate. Anyone who is refused registration can appeal, and it is very rare for people to be refused registration in Namibia. The provisional voters register must be made available to the public before election, and individuals or political parties can object to the inclusion of specific names if they believe that these people are not actually entitled to vote. An electoral tribunal, which is similar to magistrate court, will decide these questions before the elections takes place. Number one, we need to know that people can be voters by the authority of the Constitution of the Republic of Namibia. And if there is any dispute in terms of the eligibility of this person to participate in the Namibian election, maybe they are not yet 18 years of age, or maybe they are not Namibians, someone can object simply by observing and scrutinizing and analyzing the voter's roll, and raise this matter, and electoral tribunal will be able to take care of it. So electoral tribunals can also address illegal conduct of political parties or election officials which take place before the polling day. The decisions of an electoral tribunal can be appealed to the electoral court, which is similar to the High Court, and the decision of the electoral court can be appealed into the Supreme Court. So the magistrate court, the electoral tribunal is handled just like you are handling a case in magistrate court, or just the way you are handling the case in the higher court, or just as you handle cases in the Supreme Court. But then you are calling this electoral tribunal because it is only dealing with elections. Technically, you call it electoral tribunal because it is dealing with elections only. So any issue, as we have seen in the past elections, when people complain about the voters' machine and so on, and the Supreme Court or the electoral tribunal, if you like, then validated the elections, but discouraged the continuation of using these machines, if I remember very well. So after the election has taken place, a challenge to the election on the ground that the law was not properly followed will be, in most cases, go directly not to to the tribunal, but probably to the magistrate court, sort of, but to go to electoral court, which we have heard that is similar to the High Court, which must make decision before elected officials in question take office. And the exception is election for president, where challenges go directly to the Supreme Court for a decision. These processes are designed to ensure that elections in Namibia are free and fair. So when there is a dispute in terms of maybe local authorities, elections outcome, or the regional councils, or the members of the National Assembly, you take these matters to the Electoral Court, technically equivalent to the High Court. But if it involves the outcome of the presidential elections, then this case must be referred directly to the Supreme Court, who must be judicious enough to determine the fairness, the freedom, and the credibility of the elections, and give an adjudication or a judgment as to the way forward. As I said, it has happened in the past elections when it was so decided that, okay, the outcome of the elections can be stayed with, but the machine, since they are causing troubles, there's no voter verification, the outcome can continue in the absence of evidence or whatever that was there. But then in order to avoid further escalation into this level, the discontinuation of the voter's machine. But I will open the line in a few moments for people to call in and to share their views on those matters. The reason for all these processes is to make sure that we have a free and fair and credible, accountable, transparent elections. Good. That being said, I would like now to open the line. Those of you who have our number in the studio, you can call in and air your views. And please, you have only like 2 or 3 minutes. Don't speak long. Speak short, straight to the point. If you have a question or we have a comment to make, I will give you the floor to address us. And if you so do, in the spirit of Namibia, the building of democracy and the tolerance, political tolerance, then that is how we help each other as Namibians to make sure that Namibia emerge victorious, even in the current challenges that are pertaining to our democratic processes, values, institutions, and so on. While then we wait for the people to give us their call, I would like then to continue speaking on the types of elections that we have, or the types of people or political parties that we elect. So I gave you an introduction what elections is. And they said election or voting or whatever is choosing. The danger is always that when we choose, we have a tendency to choose the people we want, and all of us have got different interests, and as a result, we may vote or obviously, overwhelmingly, in terms of majority, we vote for this person, but then maybe that is not the right person. But even if that is not the right person, since election has taken place, we only have to accept the outcome because of the majority. If we think something is not good, then we must use the parliamentary powers to do the referendum in case of the head of state. But if it is parliament itself, I'm not so sure parliament can take a referendum against itself. So, on that level, I continue that we, number one, we vote or we choose the president of the Republic of Namibia. And it says the president is elected directly by the people of Namibia every 5 years. Every 5 years, we must choose a person who is 35 years old and above, who must now act and administer all affairs supremely of Namibia. The people of Namibia take their power to a certain extent and they invest them in this person. Please govern us You are now responsible for appointing the cabinet, appoint the right people. This is what implicitly is saying. Appoint the right people for the position of health, for the position of education, for the position of water agriculture, for the position of works transport, for the position of fisheries, for the position of all kinds of ministries that we have. Appoint them. Appoint also this. Appoint also this. And then if you have established your government, on our behalf, make sure you announce this to the Namibian people. You publish this in the government gazette so that all of us know who are the people you are working with and so on and so on. Just to give you an example, that the president is elected every 5 years, is chosen among others every 5 years. So each political party or the society itself can also organize themselves in a way that they can give an individual who is not aligned with that political party or that political party, or maybe according to that political party, but he wants to run as independent, provided that this is allowed in their political parties, they can also run as independent candidates. In a way, presidents run independently, if you know what I mean. But nevertheless, the political party can nominate one among them that you will represent us in the national election. You will be the presidential candidate sponsored by us as the ruling party. I mean, not the ruling party, but just as a party. It could be SWAPO now, it could be PDM, it could be LPM, it could be NUDO, it could be UDF, it could be NEFF, it could be CDV, it could be IPC, and it could be NDP, it could be others, all of these, COD, RDP, SWANU, all of these political parties are Namibia political parties. They can, if they want, pick one among them and make this person a candidate for elections. They can make this person a candidate for election. Or they can say, no, our party is so small, it doesn't serve any purpose for us to appoint someone to become presidential candidate when we're already struggling to find members in regions. Maybe we will, obviously, participate in the National Assembly elections, but then we will, our members must be free to choose whoever they want to be the president. Not only the political parties can give us the candidate, but individuals can decide to stand up, but when they are supported by the society with a particular procedure that is given in the law. For instance, number of supporters in each of the regions that we have. If they support one person, as we heard in the last election, that there was an independent candidate in a way that people in all the regions supported this person. So, the president then, the voters cast their ballots for the person they want as president. They choose. The president must get more than half of the votes cast to be elected. In other words, if we have to vote or to choose the president, all the voters together, at least there must be more than a half. That's now 50% in the technical language of all the voters, 50% plus, maybe plus one or plus two or plus three, as we did in the last election when the president, the current president, got 50-something percent, that it means he was duly elected. You are duly elected when you have 50% plus 51%, 52%, 53%. It doesn't mean always you have to be 80 or 90. You can be voted just 51%. then you are elected as a president. So we must choose individual in your ballot to booth. And then people count. And by the time of counting, they found that this man, this woman, has about 50% of votes plus one or plus two. This person is now duly, lawfully, legally elected as president of the Republic of Namibia. So if no candidate then gets more than half of the votes, then there must be a runoff election between the two candidates who receive the highest number of votes. Let me now say, we have not yet experienced this. But in case, in Namibia, we have not experienced this, but in some countries, people have already experienced it, where people have to run off. In other words, the two candidates with the highest votes must now go back into the electoral competition again, and then whoever comes up with more votes. So in other words, if we say there is elections, choosing of presidents in Namibia in next year, and then none of the candidates received the more than half of the votes. Welcome to the program quickly.
All right. My question, when you were explaining about there's no one of the candidates that is enough majority for 50 and one, is it 50 and one vote or 51%?
51%. 50% plus 1%. That's 51 or 52. You can't have 50 point whatever, 0.4 or something. It must be 51.
Oh, it's not 50% and one vote.
No, it's 50% and 1%. That is 50, right. 51%. You must, it's 50 alone is not enough. If you all got 50-50, you have to run off. But if one is 51 and the other one is 49, then the one is 49 has lost it.
And the two candidates with the highest vote is determined how. What if you have one candidate with the highest vote, and the two candidates with even votes, maybe 32%, 32%, and the other one is 45.
It's very unlikely to find it that way. But I think I need to do a research on that before I answer it. Normally, it is unlikely to find people with 50-50 or 32-32. It's always maybe 31-32 or whatever it is. But the legal experts will know how to go about it, as far as I know. But it's something I need to research on.
All right. Lastly, When the two candidates have now to rerun, by law, how much time are they given to re-prepare again for the runoff?
Again, they follow the procedures that are laid either in the constitution or in the electoral law. I don't have it before me here now, but there is a procedure that lays. When should election take place? How should people prepare themselves again? How could the campaign again restart and something like that? I know that there is a bit of time that is given, not a long one, but there is a bit of time that's allocated before the runoff takes place.
There is again a concern when, there were sometimes political parties, they got votes. Maybe sometimes, but those votes are not enough for the seat based on the number which is used that year, because every election year the number of a seat, the value of a seat differs from time to time.
Yes, the allocation of seats is done according to certain calculation and
according to the number of votes, total number of votes
of the voters. Yes.
that year divided by the divided by a number of seats in parliament.
Yes.
Now sometimes you get maybe you find some party got 0.4, some 0.5 vote, and you find those leftover votes are given to a certain party, but not to a certain party. We also have clarity on how votes are allocated to, remaining votes are allocated to the rest of the smaller party, which did not get enough, you know.
It is in constitution. I remember when I was doing the program on constitution, it is clearly stipulated there in terms of what happens to the leftover votes. There is a way of handing over them to a particular party.
Okay.
Yes. Everything is done in accordance with the law. There is really nothing that they do outside of the law.
Okay.
Yeah, the contention that I have always had is when people think that this vote, these numbers, these machines, we don't know whether these things are true or whatever. Those are the complaints I've had. But in terms of calculations and the allocating of seats and so on, it has never been a trouble in Namibia. It seems to we seem to have good mathematicians.
Okay, Bishop.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Right. So, that being said, from the caller there, we say if no candidate gets what? The more than half vote, then the runoff between the two candidates with the highest votes. The question is now, what if the candidates with the highest votes, one of them have got even numbers? And I responded that it's very unlikely in a multi-party democracy, but obviously there must be a legal provision to how to handle such an incident. So then you have the election for the National Assembly. The members of the National Assembly are elected on a proportional representatives basis every 5 years. The proportional representation means that each political party submits a list of its preferred candidates before the election. And the voters can then choose, by casting their ballots, choose for a party and not for a candidate. So when the party gives itself in that we also want to participate in these elections, the party is the one which you should elect. But in the while you are choosing the party, you are also choosing those candidates because the party has already submitted the names of the candidates before election. So after election, parties will be represented in the National Assembly in proportion to number of votes they have received. So the number of votes of choosings that they have received will determine the number of seats that they must receive. To put it simply, this means that if a political party receives 60% of the votes, it will receive 60% of the seats in the National Assembly. So there is a particular way that they use to calculate the allocation of seats depending on the percentage of the votes each party has gotten, as we can see. So, citizens can register and vote for the president and the National Assembly anywhere in the country. This has been the case for quite a number of years, and I hope it is the same. There might be no change. Citizens can register and vote for the president and the National Assembly anywhere in the country. But then you have what we call the election for the regional councils, which means Namibia has been divided into regions by the boundaries and the delimitation and the demarcation commission appointed by the president to delimit something means to decide where its boundaries are. Each region is divided into constituencies by the commission, and the constituency make up or constitute each region. According to the constitution, there can be about 6 to 12 constituencies in each region, and the boundaries of region and constituency may have been changed from time to time as the population in various areas grow or changes, and the new regions and constituencies may sometimes be created. So the vote or the choosing of the in each of the constituency, the voters in each constituency elect one person to represent them on the regional council. One person in each constituency is eligible, and he or she must be the age of 21 and above, subject to other conditions as set by the electoral law and other expectations. They must serve then for 5 years, and these are the people who are called the regional councillors, the constituency councillor. The members of the regional council stand for election in a particular constituency and are directly elected by people who live in that constituency. Voters cast their ballot, or they choose at their ballot, for individual candidates, not for political parties. Candidates for a regional council can either be people who are sponsored by political parties which are registered to take part in the election, or B, independent candidates who are supported by at least 150 people registered in the constituency where they want to stand for office. So if the political party says, we are going to give people in each constituency to be elected on the ticket of our political party, political parties are free to do so. And this has been the tradition for many years, until in the past elections, when we saw quite a number of people standing up as independent candidates. How do independent candidates come up? The independent candidate comes up when one of the people in the constituency shows an interest, or people in the constituency know someone they like and they want and they think is working hard, and they appoint him. At least 150 of them submit their names to the electoral commission. We want this person to be the regional council for us in this constituency. Then you can stand as independent candidate. A person who is elected to represent constituency on the council must go to live in that constituency within 3 months after the election if he or she is not already a resident there. The reason for this rule is that the purpose of regional government is to bring government closer to the people. Nobody must be elected for the regional council and even for the local authority to be residing outside of the local authority in which you live. It is selfish so to do if you cannot allow the people who live in that constituency to vote for the person and to choose for the person who lives in that constituency. And this is the person who cares about the daily needs of the people of that constituency. Anything that goes wrong, they can wake this person up at night. So if you are not already then living in that constituency, you must leave your place where you are and go and reside in that constituency. At least you must do so in 3 months. Otherwise, the outcome, although not indicated in my document, is clear. You cannot remain a councillor in that constituency where you are not a resident. So, that being said, I am Lucas Kaluapa Katenda. Today we spoke about the type of elections that we have in Namibia, an introduction to, and we shall continue with the same program next week, same time, that is every Thursday, unless there is a change, as we had the State of Nation address yesterday, and we had to give the platform to the head of state to speak across the platforms and all the news outlets were interested in updating their listeners and their viewers. Now, that being said, I am done, and I will see you next week on Thursday, 2:30. It's a goodbye.
The Voters Education Program was proudly sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung.